Nektina Echa Atta Be'apecha Abed Be'adadome Memunecha. Whereas the Echa Yirmiyo Hanavi was with regard to the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Golos Bavel, this Echa, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, is La'abed Be'adadome Memunecha, is an Echa with regard to the Golos Edom, the Golos of Rome. And the entire Kina is simply one of asking Echa, of asking how. Lazar Clear asks in each stanza, how could you, God, have allowed our enemies, allowed the Goyim, to do what they've done to us, to do what they've done to your Beis HaMikdash? How could you, God, not have remembered the covenant you made with Avram Avinu? How could you not have remembered the relationship that was formed between us and you at Har Sinai? That is the thrust of the entire Kina. How could you have done this? How could you not have remembered? How could you have allowed others to do this to us? And the refrain is simply, we ask you, God, Zechor Hashem, Mahayulanu, remember what happened to us. And obviously the thrust of the entire Kina is one of lack of understanding, not understanding how these tzaras could have befallen us. It is reflective of the Heshtepanu we mentioned in the previous Kina. It's reflective of what happens in Golos when we don't see God's hand in our lives so vividly. We don't know why we are suffering so much. We can't understand it. And all we do is ask, how could this happen? How could this happen? How could this happen? That very word, Echa, which you use to express our disbelief, our complaints, Rav Schwab writes, quoting a Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah, which connects the word Echa to the word Ayeka. Same letters, just read differently. Echa is our question to God, our complaint. How could this have happened, God? How could you do this to us? Ayeka is God's response to us, as he responded to Adam HaRishon after his chait. When God says to us, where are you? We complain, how? And in turn, God says to us, where'd you go? Why have you left me? And that ultimately is the answer to the question. Always an Echa is a result of an Ayeka. When we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many times we then end up having to ask Echa, how could this have happened? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to ask us, Ayeka, where are you? So it is with Heshtepanim. When we don't see God in our lives so vividly, ultimately the solution that we must work on is to try and better appreciate or try and better sense God's presence in our lives and his hand in our lives. Because, as Rav Chaim Friedlander writes, the more we see God in this world, the more we see God's hand in our lives, then the more we are worthy of God's special treatment. Hashem tzilch al yad yeminecha, God is a shadow on our right side. The shadow reacts to how we act. We live our lives sensitive to God's involvement in the world. We see everything as Yad Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in turn show us more Yad Hashem. Kolzenberger Rebbe, when in 1944 was forced to march 70 miles on foot, he had been working, cleaning up the Warsaw Ghetto, after its destruction. And in July of 1944, the Germans ordered 6,000 Jews to march towards Dachau in Germany from Warsaw. Of the 6,000 that started on the march, only 2,000 actually survived. Because of the terrible thirst that they suffered, the hunger, the exhaustion, the beatings, the indiscriminate shootings. And the Klausenberg Rebbe described how for days they would walk with no water to parch their throats. Their throats were so dry they couldn't even swallow the piece of bread they were given. If anyone dared to bend down to try and suck some moisture from the wet mud, he risked being shot on the spot. And he related how after days of marching, after days of Jews dropping dead on the side of the road, they were ordered to stop for the night, to lie in a field in the dark while the Nazis rested. And for some reason, the Klausenberg Rebbe, on an intuition, encouraged the Jews around him to dig with their hands, with pieces of wood. Just dig in the soil. They started digging small little holes that then widened, made bigger, made deeper. And literally, a nes in Hashemayim, after digging for I don't know how long through the night, these Jews uncovered water beneath the ground. Fresh water that spurted up. They were hugging and kissing each other silently. They were so, so overjoyed. So amazed that after 3 days of dying of thirst, they finally, remarkably, were able to dig in a field and find water to quench their thirst. The Klausenberg Rebbe said, "You see, when there's hester upon him, when God is concealed, when we're suffering so much for so long as we don't lose faith, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows us he still loves us. Because even in the hester upon him of Galus, even in the tragic suffering of a Galus, if we try to see the Yad Hashem in our lives, Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha, God reacts accordingly. Hine Ein Hashem, God casts his eye, El Yireyav, to those that fear him, Lam Yachalim Lachasto, to those that put their faith and their trust in his kindness. And so even when suffering through Hester upon him, unable to appreciate and to understand why, Eicha, how could this happen? How could this happen? How could this happen? Still have to try as much as we can to look for the Yad Hashem to be miyachal lechasto. The mashal we've mentioned once in the past from my grandfather, Baron Soloveitchik Zatzal, is that just as when you walk into an art gallery, you see a gorgeous masterpiece of a painting, and you walk up to the painting and put your nose 2 inches from the canvas, it's going to look like a blur of colors that make no sense. This is a masterpiece. This is a couple of kids' splotches. You step back 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet. All of a sudden, the picture comes into view. You see how every little splotch of blue, of red, of brown, of yellow, of green merges together to form a beautiful work of art. And so it is with Hester Panim in our lives when we go through difficult times in Galus. And we ask, Eicha, 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 how could this happen? How could this happen to me, to my family? We're asking, we have that inability to understand because we're looking at the events from 2 inches away. We're looking at it as we live it. We don't have that perspective that God has, looking at the world as a whole, looking at world history as a whole, stepping back 15, 20 feet. And therefore we can't understand. Sometimes we're fortunate in our own lifetimes to appreciate why a tzara is for our benefit. Recently met a wonderful Jew from Riverdale, Ernest Bacharach, who told me grew up in Fulda, Germany before the war. And he said that his grandfather is not a wealthy individual. Didn't have that much money. When it came time to marrying off his grandfather's daughters, his aunts, to marry off a daughter, you had to have a dowry. You had to have a money to find a good shidduch. He didn't have that ability. And after World War I, Ernest Bachrach told me his aunts were forced to leave home as young teenagers, young adults. They had to travel to America on their own, try and find a shidduch there. They couldn't get a shidduch where they lived because they didn't have the money to pay for it. Can you imagine young adults, young women, leaving home, single, traveling across the world to a foreign country because they can't find a shidduch where they lived at home because they didn't have the money to pay for it? At the time, I'm sure many were asking Eicha. I'm sure his grandparents were asking, why do my daughters have to leave and go so far, hundreds of miles away, thousands of miles away, because I don't have the money to pay for a good shidduch for them here in Fulda? But ultimately, as he related to me, they realized 25 years later what a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was, that they had immediate family members in America who were able to provide them with visas to escape the Nazi inferno just in time. And so at times it's hest upon him that we are fortunate later on to appreciate why it had to happen, and at times not. But either way, it's that emunah, it's that faith, am yachlim lechasto, to recognize that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in our lives guiding us, even if at the time that we have to experience it, we have to ask Eicha. But ultimately we recognize Hashem Tzilcha al Yad Yiminecha, God is guiding us, standing at our right side. Eicha atzabah pechol abel biyar adam emedim emunecha.